Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This is G.R. Mobley. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. If you go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, you can download our podcast and support documents and links. This is an educational, grassroots program designed to restore the Republic and placing the general government, or what many refer to as the federal government, back into the constitutional framework and scope of the Constitution. Welcome, and if you would like to call in, we'll actually have the phone lines open, and the number is 844-320-4299. So I'll repeat that again, 844-320-4299. Now, if you can't listen to this entire show, then it will be rebroadcasted on Saturday at 1 p.m. This is an educational show, and the content basically dovetails from one show to the next. And so to stay abreast with everything, I highly recommend going to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org, going to the podcast page, and downloading these podcasts or just streaming them off of the website and listening to them so that you can kind of stay current and stay abreast with all the different content. Because I've had quite a few guests on this show, from academics to other scholars and so forth, regarding Reclaiming the Republic and my premise of Republic Review. And this coming year, we'll have more, and I'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. But for you to kind of connect the dots and to be able to keep things in context, you really do need to stay abreast with this. So again, ReclaimingTheRepublic.org is where you can download these podcasts. The Republican Coffee Club will be meeting at 7 a.m. this Friday, and the guest speaker will be Tanya Wallace, and she's the Chief Budget Officer of Spokane County, and she's basically doing everything she can to bringing transparency and accountability to local government. The 22nd is Mark Schoeschler of the 9th District of Spokane County, and he will be speaking. And the 29th, to close out the year, it'll be Chris Voigt, and he's the executive director of potatoes.com. So if you're a fan or a lover of potatoes, whether they be the imported type like French fries and that type of stuff, or if you just like the down dirty American scallops and so forth, then let's check it out and find out what Chris Voigt has to offer. The details of where this is, time, and everything else, again, of course, it's 7 o'clock in the morning, is on the links page on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well. Now, as far as today's show, I have a few different guests we're bringing in today, and we actually brought them in earlier, so these are pre-recorded slots. But I've had the opportunity to talk to the Libertarian Party state chair, and that's Randy McGlynn II, and he is coming in to talk about the Libertarian Party in Spokane and the state and kind of what they're doing as a party nationally, because they're slowly gaining ground and becoming a legitimate third party, actually more so than the Constitution Party. And so I hope you listen, and I hope you start, you know, listening to what the Libertarian Party stands for, because a lot of people really don't, because they're just kind of baked into the two-party system. They don't really know what the Libertarian Party is about, their origins and so forth. But if you listen to the show regularly, you should. And we also have, at the very end of this show, the Northwest Grassroots to talk about tonight's presentation on the Bill of Rights. So we had John and Cecily come in and kind of talk about what they're doing and so forth. And so, again, yes, that's tonight, is the Grassroots Movie Night, Northwest Grassroots Movie Night, and that is out in Darcy's, out on Sprague, and it's in the same shopping plaza as Rosar's, right there off of Sprague and University, towards the end of Sprague there. Anyway, I would highly recommend, if you've got the flexibility, or if you have some tricks up your sleeve to be able to divert yourself and not get into the doghouse by not showing up tonight, it will definitely be an event worth attending. There's probably very few things in our Constitution that is probably more important. And again, if you remember what Bob Zadig said, and I even think Dr. Violet said, that most people are very familiar with the Bill of Rights. They're not very familiar with the rest of the Constitution. But there's a reason why, and that's because this is the part of the Constitution that guarantees some of you your protections from government. So, anyway, I guess before I get too far in, because I spent the last few weeks talking about voter manipulation and so forth, and so we've got a new norm, and maybe it's not new, but this is, you know, it happened here in Spokane for our election this year, and it seems to happen quite often that conservative candidates typically get submarined in the last month in just enough time to get the word out that, hey, there's something wrong here, and getting people to think otherwise and voting for that person and not giving the conservative campaign time enough to refute the problem and getting the word out. So by that time that they've got themselves regrouped and starting to broadcast, it's just basically too late. And so that's what's been happening. And it's typically, you know, a false flag allegation and so forth. And so I'm not one to promote laws and say, you know, we got to stop this. But we do have to stop this. We have to start knuckling down and saying we cannot allow a valuable seat to be taken by somebody that has no intent in honoring their oath of office and allowing progressives to sit in that seat, because they're not going to defend the Constitution. They're going to promote and push and drive down our throats their agenda. So the Constitution be damned, if I can say that. And as far as they're concerned, their agenda and managing that is their priority. So what we have to do is basically say, you know what, from now on, we're going to hold every elected official accountable. We need to start investigating all these guys that are currently sitting and the guys that have just recently been sat, you know, ferret through their history. Let's find out if these guys need to be scrubbed and, you know, replaced. If that's the case, then try them. Use the process that the framers gave us. It's called due process, and give these guys their day in court to prove their innocence, instead of allowing hearsay and allegations to basically submarine our electoral process. And so that's what really annoyed me, because I really didn't care about whether there was much truth behind Moore or not. It was his job to refute that, especially in defending that once he got that seat and moved up into the Senate, because he should have been tried, just like the New Jersey Mendez, Senator Mendez, is going through trial right now, and he's probably, if he gets found guilty, he's gone. He will be kicked out of the Senate, and they will have to appoint a replacement, and that's what has to happen. Everybody should be allowed their due process. I don't know what happened to innocent until proven guilty, but it seems like we're just kind of letting that go. Let me just say this now, because I really do a cruddy job. I'm not a, you know, pound my chest self-promoter. You know, I don't like peddling, you know, my merchandise and all of that. But it's been pointed out to me, because I've had quite a few people come back and go, you know, this is such a relevant book. You need to be telling people to buy your books. So if you're looking for a awesome Christmas gift that you're just not going to get from anybody else, that is going to really open, you know, your paradigm or broaden your perspective on our history, on our Constitution, and what we need to do, then my books are what you really need. You can buy them on Amazon, or you can go to MobiusStripPress.com. That's Mobius Strip Press. And most people don't know what a Mobius strip is, but if you take a ribbon and you twist it in half and you put the ends together, you've just created an infinite loop. You can put a pencil on one surface and pull that ribbon along that pencil lead, and that pencil will literally write on both sides of that ribbon. And so a Mobius strip is a continuum of a relative surface. Mobius strip press is a continuum of a relative narrative, and that narrative that I am continuing, and the intent of this publishing company I have, is to promote liberty, individual liberty, and individual sovereignty. So that is the continuum of the relative narrative that we are promoting and supporting. And so anyway, if you go to MobiusStripPress.com, you can find my hard copy books there, or where you can get my ebooks. Then there's direct links to all these other websites and so forth. So when we come back, we're going to have... We'll be right back. It'll be a guess because we're figuring this out. So please stay tuned and we'll be right back. Thank you much. Okay, so we are back, and in studio with us right now we have Randy McGlynn, and he is a extraordinary person because he was elected by the Libertarian Party, and actually there's a pretty large presence of the Libertarian Party here in Washington State, and he was elected as the chair for the state. And so, as I mentioned before the break, a little bit about Randy and who he is, I just want you to... basically understand that Randy has been participating in the local Constitutional Committee of Correspondence, this organization I'm trying to get created. I don't want to be the leader in it. In the very first meeting, I basically said, this is not my group. This is your group. And so Randy's kind of been a part of this. And the interesting thing, and the reason I asked for Randy to be a part of this, as well as to come on today, is because most people, I don't think, understand how well-founded the Libertarian Party is on the Constitution. And so most people, as a matter of fact, Randy, you might agree with me, that the paradigm for lots of people has been because they see these people that just want free willy-nilly, you know, be able to do whatever they want to do. And so is there an effort to help rebrand or to help move an education forward so that people don't look at the Libertarian Party in that fashion?
Absolutely. And first of all, thanks very much for having me on.
No problem.
Today. So yes, we are definitely working on communication and making sure that people understand that the Libertarian Party is about maximum freedom and minimum government within the confines of the Constitution, as it's supposed to be.
Right, right. And so... you've had some candidates, and I'll just use Gary Johnson, because sometimes some of the candidates have really made me scratch my head regarding their perspective and the Constitution. Ron Paul, Rand Paul, I mean, they were more constitutionally based than, I think, Johnson. And so is the party taking an approach of... owning a better vetting process, or is it really just because Austin Peters and some of these others are now rolling out of the Libertarian Party? And I'm going, well, what the heck's going on?
Right. So there's been a number of conversations that have been had internally. And so the party is working towards finding itself in terms of getting people that will resonate with the general population. So there's a conversation going on now whether or not we should be focusing on the principle-based candidates.
Right.
Or should we be finding someone who might be more of a moderate, such as Johnson, who can resonate better with people to try to at least be a light touch to be able to bring people in, because as it stands now, just the idea of a government that is ran by the Constitution, back to those principles, or even a basic republic-style government, is a radical idea today.
Yeah, and that's just because the progressives have had a long time and long period of control over the narrative. And that's why kids coming out of school today, even at a collegiate level, regardless of it's an undergraduate, a graduate, or even a doctorate, they're all coming out espousing, well, we live in a democracy. And it just, that boils my blood.
Right. And you got to think about the fact that it's been 100 plus years that the progressives have slowly turned up the heat in the pot. We're the frog in the pot. And the heat's been rising up over the course of these past 100 years.
Right.
And so now we have to work on trying to reverse that and turn it the other way. And, you know, heaven forbid, it might take another 100 years just to bring it back that other direction. But that's some of the conversations that we're having now, is how do we take that approach in terms of running candidates and having that messaging reached people to understand what the libertarians are about. And I think it's been working well on a multiple front. There's going to be some people that just aren't going to appreciate our stance on things.
Right.
And so those are the people we have to work on. We have to kind of ease them into it. And then there's other people, we give it to them raw and they understand it. And they say, yeah, that's what it should be about. And those are the people we get right away. And those are often strongest supporters. But there's still that effort that we have to kind of rein people in. We have to kind of work on that messaging and get people to understand just the fundamentals about what libertarianism and what the Constitution actually is supposed to be about.
Right, because 2 points here. First off, the Libertarian Party was a break off from the Republican Party because of the Constitution and because of classical liberal ideology, that they realized that the conservative ideology had gone 180 from true liberalism of Jefferson and Madison type of government and so forth. But the question I have, and as a matter of fact, I think I gave it to you. Did you ever get a chance to read Republic Review, my executive summary?
I haven't had a chance yet. I did get a copy of it.
And okay.
So I have so many things.
I understand. But at a high level, I think the reason why most people look at the fact that we have to do an educational process is because that's the only process most people understand. I believe that there is a mechanism that forces education. And I'll use the metaphor cancer education, that when somebody in the family comes down with a very specific type of cancer, you know, even with no biology, no medical degree or anything else, all of a sudden that family gets pretty smart on that cancer because they want to help fight and help save the life of that individual that's been diagnosed. And so they, you know, immerse themselves in the diets and all these different things that are, you know, focused on helping that person. And I truly believe that with Republic Review, it'll create a cancer education when people will be going, wow, can we really do that? And then they will recognize the academic argument that I've put out there, that absolutely there's this power to do this, and we do not have to allow this federal government to apply any more federal tyranny, and we can peel back all of this tyranny. So I understand that education is important, but I'm taking the approach of trying to educate leadership, and you are that leader. I mean, you at the state level are the pinnacle of leadership. And so how is it that you, as a party, because I'm going to presume you have PCOs, you have county chairs and so forth, how well is your mechanism within or your party organized in the state of Washington?
Well, we are working on that organization because of the fact that we aren't considered a major party in Washington State.
Right.
We aren't required to have PCOs, but we are putting those mechanisms in place, and we are constantly getting people involved in leadership training. You might be familiar with Michael Pickens, and he does an extraordinary job on leadership training and getting people educated on how to be a leader in the Libertarian Party and understanding and how to articulate the principles of the Libertarian Party.
So as a party, have you mapped out every county into districts, at least at a minimum, and have created district leadership?
Yes, we have organizations in place. Spokane County is a prime example of that, where we have really overlaid exactly what the Republicans and the Democrats do.
So is that information available? Because we got less than a minute here. Is that information available for the listeners to be able to actually go and look at the structure within the county, of any county in the state of Washington, so that they can start looking at who the leadership is and where opportunities might be for them within their county?
Some of those are being put in place, but I certainly welcome them to go to our website, lpwa.org, okay, and also lpspokane.org, and okay, they'll be able to see that information there.
That's awesome, because I know that the Republican Party has lots of holes within PCOs across mm-hmm. all the counties. But I think that as you start organizing to that grassroots level of, having little captains or, PCOs, as they call them, out there, then I think that helps marshal the troops. I want to thank you so much for coming in, and I want you to come back. But before you do, read Republic Review, that executive
Fair
summary.
Enough.
Folks, we'll be right back after this. Thank you very much, and stay tuned. And so we'll also have John and Cecily from Northwest Grassroots coming on at the very end or the very last segment of the show. So please stay tuned. We are going to be going to a quick break with our sponsors. And so stay tuned, and we will be right back after this. Okay, so we are back, and I wanted to remind you that I've had this standing question for, I would say, probably half a year, and I would be glad to take any caller who's brave enough to call in this show for this segment and or the next show when we talk about Christmas next week. I would love you to call in and give me your perception on, does the U.S. Constitution guarantee religious freedom or not? And so for that brave caller who's willing to call in, I will give you a copy of my second book, a hard copy of my second book. And so the phone number to dial in for this segment would be 844-320-4299. So again, I'd love to discuss that with you. But as we're waiting for you to call, we have coming up at the end of the year, we'll have John Hancock, not from the grave, but the living author, speaker, and extraordinaire on the show on the 27th. We'll also be working to get Tom DeWeese from the American Policy Center to coming on to the show. And I actually think I found the end to getting Jim DeMint onto the show as well. I will be also lining up a slew, because as I start talking to a couple of guests here, a couple of guests there, next thing I know, I get a new lineup of more constitutional guests. And as I'm doing this, if you haven't noticed, I'm exposing them to Republic Review and my executive summary. And as they drink this stuff in, they go, man, this is incredible. And so as I get this word out, then it is, catching like a slow landscape fire, grass fire, with just a little bit of wind. And I'm hoping that this coming year we'll get a lot more wind. But before I get into that, I also wanted to have on a regular basis getting John and Cecily, who's going to be here at the very last segment, talking again about their movie night or their presentation tonight. And so I'm hoping that I can get them in at least once a month to talk about what they're doing and what's coming up and so forth as far as their insights and all of that. I also wanted to share this analogy, because most people that listen to the show know that Walmart bought out did a merger acquisition with Jet.com. And Walmart already has this huge online presence for everything under the sun that they sell. But when they bought out Jet.com, they pulled in an online retailer that was kind of like Amazon. And the interesting thing is I started comparing, you know, when I wanted to buy something, I went straight to Amazon and I go, hold it. Let me see what Jet.com will cost and what it does. And every time so far, out of the five times I've made purchases, every time I've made an A-B comparison, the only way I could come close in competing with Jet.com was I would have to buy from a reseller that does not offer the free services on, you know, for the shipping and that type of stuff. In other words, it's not a Amazon distribution and Amazon fulfillment. And so they don't offer free shipping. So I'd have to pay the $3.99 or whatever the actual shipping of the item was. And in doing that, I was still coming up with a cheaper cost in buying something from Jet.com. So I would, if you're one of those persons that does not like the globalist mentality of Amazon and you're just constantly buying from them and hate the fact that you're doing that, start looking at, instead of buying that item that you're looking at on Amazon, go look at it at Jet, because you'll probably find that it will be quicker in getting it and it will be cheaper in buying it. So again, just as an A-B comparison, because I think you'll start finding that it is cheaper. Because the nice thing about Jet.com is when you buy something and they offer it, if you buy multiple, the price actually comes down, kind of like the old Walmart quantity discount or anywhere where you buy something in a quantity. So that being said, I just would recommend that you start looking at that, especially if you don't like the Amazon cloud and how they dominate everything and trying to really become the single source supplier of everything you buy and, you know, monopolize that. Because I'm telling you, monopolies are never good. Especially when they've been colluding with the government like Amazon has been since the very beginning. And if you read some of my articles on Facebook, you'll know what I'm talking about. Next week, I will do my annual presentation on the background of the American Christmas and what we know and believe it is to be. This will be the darkest show of the year in two ways. One, it's the shortest day of the year, so it will be dark. And secondly, it kind of is giving you a perspective of Christmas that is not what you thought it was and not what you have learned. And so anyway, I'm hoping you're looking forward to next week. As an important note as well, in January, I'll be expanding the show to Tuesday. You might have been hearing my promotions on this. So in January, the Tuesday show will be airing from 4 to 5, and this show will be airing from 4 to 5 on Wednesday as well. And so we will also be doing this show so that we can dual air the Tuesday show nationally on Red State Talk Radio. So people from the East Coast and all over who are tuning in on Red State Talk Radio will also hear this show live. And so we might get some callers. And the focus of the Tuesday show is really, you know, to looking at the Constitution and to start talking about this rodeo that I am planning on doing. And so we're hoping to get a lot more traction in working with the COS, JBS, and a lot of other people in coming to the middle on Republic Review and doing this. And so there's a lot of effort that I've got coming up. And so I'm hoping to do the largest rodeo ever in American history. And we're looking to have some real big names in attending these rodeos. And one of those, I'm going to be trying to get Trump to attend these things as well, at least put this on his radar. But we will be having some big names, and we will also make sure, because next year is an election year, and we want to make sure that we have the local legislatures and local candidates, you know, have an opportunity to come in and utilize these rodeos as opportunities for candidates to start interfacing what they really want. Because nine times out of ten, you hear them talk about issues, but they don't really hear what they need to be doing. Instead of, well, you know, the old status quo of issues, it's time we start directing them specifically what they need to do in taking back the Constitution and reclaiming the Republic. I know also that I've spoken a lot about Platonism. And again, you know, we see all of these things are intertwined to Platonism. And bottom line is that the family is the fundamental building block of our society. And in essence, the family is the nucleus to every society. And what is happening is we're seeing the family absolutely under attack and trying to redefine what that family is. And so the consequences of that are huge. I don't have a lot of time. We've literally got less than a minute here. So I can't get into what I want to say about this. But if you go back and listen to what I've said about Platonism and the family, then you'll have a much better context of what our real problem is. And so that being said, when we do come back from the break, it will be John and Cecily and I talking. And then I wish that you will be with us next week. So please stay tuned, and we'll be back with John and Cecily right after this break. Thank you so much. Okay, so we are back, and in studio right now, I actually have the founders of the Northwest Grassroots Organization, John and Cecily, and or actually, let me get this correct, Cecily and John, because John would just say, hey, let me have her talk. As far as the local community efforts, Northwest Grassroots has been a integral part in basically informing and providing information to the community. So what I wanted to do was get them in here on a regular basis. So I'm kind of, you know, public shaming them maybe to maybe make sure they start coming back on a regular basis. But I think what they do is critical. I think what they're providing to the community is paramount, and you need to know this stuff regarding the Hearst decision and all the things that they've done in the past. And more importantly, because it's near and dear to my heart, I think it's Christmas is Bill of Rights Day, right?
15th.
Oh, the 15th. Yeah, that's right. I'm just kidding. But the Bill of Rights is truly a gift. It's truly a gift of our liberty, and it's a protection from a oppressive state. And so I know that you're doing something. And so, Cecily, what is it you guys are planning on doing for the 13th is when your movie night is, correct?
Correct. Our movie nights are the second Wednesday of each month, and right. So it's the 13th, but close enough to the 15th.
There you go.
And we do a celebrating our Bill of Rights program every December.
So what are you doing this year?
Well, it's really exciting. I don't know. Because we've invited the graduates from an organization called the Patriot Academy to put the program on for us. And graduates of the Patriot Academy range between the ages of 16 and 24.
Okay, and are these graduates in Patriots Academy, is that a public academy in Spokane, or where's the Patriots Academy?
It's actually, main headquarters are in Texas, but they do have a branch in Idaho, in the Coeur d'Alene area.
And oh, okay.
So they're people from the north portion. You know, so you can look at Spokane, North Idaho, that type of thing.
Okay, so we're actually, you're harvesting local young minds and in tapping them as a resource for this event instead of piping in somebody because we couldn't find anybody locally.
Absolutely. I mean, normally I've been doing it and I'm going, gee, you know, this right. is getting, people hear from me too often. So this is going to be fun, really a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to hearing from the people that we're going to pass the torch to.
Right.
What's this country going to look like in 50 years? Well, these people are going to be, you know, be a big part of what goes on. So
right.
it's going to be good.
And so, folks, as I said at the beginning of the show, this is tonight. This is 5 p.m. Or actually, I think it starts at 5:30. So as soon as we're done with this show, you can just imagine John and Cecily breaking land-based speed records to getting to Darcy's. But actually, because we're kind of recording this beforehand, they will be there. Don't worry about it. They're not going to be caught up in traffic or some calamity that is currently dynamically occurring at this point in time. So Anyway, so what got you into doing this? What was the catalyst of forming this Northwest Grassroots and providing this, what I consider a real valuable service to the community?
How many meetings is this now?
Well, we're in our eighth year, and it really goes down to education.
Right.
Actually, John was the person that got more involved in politics locally, and I said that was a good thing for him to do, and I was not going to participate. You know how that goes.
You failed.
I did. I failed a big time. What I was learning is I didn't know a whole lot.
Right.
And if I don't know a whole lot, then what about other people?
Right.
And so we get a feeling that there's things aren't going right, and why are we coming up with some of these ideas and bills and laws and regulations that we've got that obviously don't really conform to our Constitution or our Bill of Rights.
Right, right.
And if I don't know, we need education. So a lot of this was done. I was just thinking, wow, you know, this is fun. I'm learning a whole lot. But so were other people. And it's just continued on this education basis.
And so I'm going to make this big presumption that over the course of these 8 years, maybe what led into that as well, has really been a great opportunity in introducing you to probably some really awesome people. But on the flip side of that, it has probably opened some doors of, you know, with people that you probably wish that you never would have opened, probably like this relationship with me. So I just imagine that there's just been a flurry of relationships and or personal dynamics that have occurred over the course of this, because politics is very polarizing, and I think that's a...
That's a kind word.
Okay, so...
Well, we weren't involved at all in politics when we first got started. I mean, this if people on listening, if they remember the first attack from Envision Spokane, that's really what got me off the couch. I was stunned watching the news talking about it, Googling on it, finding it. And I will say at that time I was a Ron Paul supporter, but I wasn't active. I just liked his philosophy and
right.
and where he was at. And so I got involved locally. I Googled on Ron Paul Spokane, and I found there was a meetup group. And then I met people there. And the next thing I know, we were out at the Greyhound Park for a large event. And they had lousy sound and people looking like they were, you know, scrambling, and that's what we've done. We've done events for a long, long time, and so I just jumped in and said, well, I can help.
Oh, okay.
And that's how we got involved.
Oh, interesting. So you as a like a sound engineer, and I know you have a much more extensive background than just that, mm-hmm. but you were already doing all of that, and so when you came into the fold and 8 years ago or so is when you just basically became the go-to guy, because I noticed that you do provide a lot of exposure, and you guys have a YouTube channel, and you have a lot of different content. And by the way, folks, the Northwest Grassroots links to their YouTube channel and everything else is on my links page. And actually, I'm moving this same links to my podcast page because this is a part of my podcast today. So this is relevant information with this podcast. So if you want to find those links, it's at the bottom of my podcast or, again, on my links page. But anyway.
So our effective start was really when Envision Spokane happened. That was a little over 9 years ago.
And are they still in business?
They keep coming back. They're like the cancer that never heals. So, you know, they'll be back again this year. But, you know, it's just crazy stuff, and it really got our attention because we realized, wow, you know, if people don't know about this, we're not, you know, people, it's trite to say we're losing America, but we are losing America.
And
what about our grandkids?
Right.
And what about our families? And you know, so you get involved, and we got involved.
Right, and so it's really unfortunate that they have such a good foothold in such a good conservative bastion. I truly believe that this area, if you look at the, you know, the million plus in this local area. And I know most people go, well, actually it's less than a million. But if you look at the people that actually travel to Spokane for businesses and so forth, because the number one industry here is the medical industry. And so a lot of people come here for their doctors and so forth. So I think it has a much greater impact in people's lives than just the local community. And so it just boggles my mind that there's this foothold of progressivism here. And people need to be aware that this is going to have a direct impact. And I really appreciate what you guys have been doing. And so, again, this Patriot Academy is going to be doing this presentation tonight, and you don't know what it's going to be. And
it'll be good. There's no doubt.
And, folks, this is hopefully the next generation, because if you've ever been to any type of Tea Party or patriotic event, there's just a lack of youth represented. It's just that they unfortunately don't recognize either the problems or what have you. And so I know that this is a great appeal, right, in pulling these folks in. Are you going to use them more often?
Well, I'm excited about it, and I really want to see more young people coming to events like this, putting on events like this, and getting involved, standing up for themselves, for their lives, for their community. But, you know, sometimes we think they're just not involved. But, you know, when you're working and raising a family and doing everything that's involved, it's darn hard to be dedicating a lot of time to the politics. So the older generation has a place. They're retired. They have the time. And we just want to keep the younger generation involved and educated. And then when they have time, they'll raise up and do the same thing.
And motivating them. And actually, just real quick, because I know we don't have a lot of time, I basically want to just say that maybe doing some video contests, because you can probably get a kid to, you know, to create their own video and doing patriotic type of videos and creating some contests to help bring in and motivate kids in joining this effort. Because that's really critical in keeping this torch moving forward. And so I want to thank you, one, for coming in. And I appreciate everything that you've done. And folks, make sure you're heading in the direction of Darcy's, because that's where it's going to be at 5:30. And we're out of here, and we are reclaiming the Republic. And we'll see you next week. So thank you very much. God bless. And actually, let me do one more revisit, since John and Cecily are running down to their car. What John and Cecily and Northwest Grassroots provide to the community is incredible. So they need your support. So figure out a way to send them some money, drop some money in the bucket. They need your support to continue doing the good things that they're doing. So we all need your help. And with that, we can reclaim the Republic. So folks, please stay tuned. Next week, we will have our special Christmas, and we will talk to you next week.